second half of our golf show this morning on KFGO. Let me remind you, by the way, that if you get a chance to get down to the Lakes area this weekend, the Pine to Palm is being held at Detroit Country Club in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. And I know that golf fans know of the Pine to Palm, and many, many people have played in it over the years. Many people go down there to watch it, but I would strongly encourage you today, later today, or tomorrow, if you get a chance to go watch the championship flight or the senior championship flight or whatever, go down and watch the Pine to Palm. It's fun, first of all. I know that the members of the Pine to Palm committee cringe when I say that it's really as much of a party as it is a golf tournament, and there's certainly a mix there of partying and golf tournamenting. But go down there as a fan, buy a cocktail, buy a Coca-Cola, whatever you want to do, and just walk around and watch some of these guys play golf, because they're good. Some of these gentlemen in the future will be playing professional golf on the mini tours or possibly on the PGA Tour. Many of them left this weekend to play major college golf at Minnesota or wherever. And it's just fun to watch them, because the way you and I play the game at a Detroit Country Club is completely different than the way some of these young kids play it, because they can drive the ball about 330 yards. So they play with no fear, and they get up and swing as hard as they can, and the ball goes where it might, and they don't really worry about it. So it's fun to watch. Get down to the Pine to Palm sometime this weekend and watch it. We're talking with Lisa Schwinden, head golf professional at Osgood in Fargo. And I beg Lisa to stay with us for one more segment, because she was talking about lessons. And Lisa, with you being a female, are most of your lessons with female golfers, or do you have a mix of men and women, youngsters and oldsters? What's the base of your lesson giving?
You know, it's almost 50-50 now, men and women. In the beginning, you know, it was kind of a novelty. Oh, I'm the only woman, so you should, you know, your wife should come to me, kind of take some lessons, which was great. And now guys have kind of figured out, too, that I've got a very laid-back style. You try to make it as easy as possible. The golf swing, really, I think, is not that hard. You just need to make a couple of changes. And we never make, you know, more changes than anyone ever feels uncomfortable with. So very small changes just to get the ball to go further and straighter sometimes. So I get probably, I would say about half of my clients are men now, too.
That's great. And does that surprise you? And maybe it shouldn't. Maybe that's an insulting question, but does it surprise you that it's 50-50 or no?
Not really. It's kind of funny, because I frequently get the husband who calls and says, you know, my wife needs lessons and I don't want to teach her, which we call those guys smart. And then she comes out and does some lessons. And then she starts hitting it better, and it's getting more fun. And then she talks him into coming out and doing lessons too.
Well, that's awesome. Well, that's good.
I get that a lot.
Good. And you've been busy with lessons, because I know, you know, for those of you that teach, you know, you like the pro shop side of it. You like the hey folks, how you doing side of it. But I know that a lot of you golf professionals, really, your passion is teaching golf and trying to make golfers better. Have you been busy?
Oh, yeah, very, very busy. And we've got some excellent other instructors here, too. Chris Hall, our assistant, is a great instructor. Lucas Gunkelman is getting the PGA program, so he's teaching quite a bit. And then Katie Johnson, we have talked her into starting the PGA as well. So I will be losing my title as the only female PGA in, probably 2 or 3 years when Katie finishes the program.
And
so I'm going to enjoy my final.
Good. Who's the nearest woman professional? Because I can't think of one off the top of my head.
I believe in Alexandria. I think Lisa.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yep. Lisa Grimes.
But I think maybe she has taken a different position now somewhere.
Yeah, she was at
Geneva
for a long time. Yeah, it's Lisa Kluver was her maiden name.
Okay.
Lisa Grimes is her married name. Tony Grimes, he was a golf touring pro for a long time. But yeah, I don't think she's at Geneva anymore, but be that as it may, it's a fairly rare thing, certainly in this area. You know, you made a joke of it, the husband who doesn't want to give his wife golf lessons. I am not a professional. I love the game, and I don't understand the golf swing. I can't make a golf swing, so it bothers me. But when I see a husband or a boyfriend on a driving range trying to tell his wife or girlfriend how to hit a golf ball, or giving her tips, or swamping her with alleged swing thoughts, I want to walk up to him and just scream. I just want to walk up and say, shut up. First of all, buddy, you suck. I've seen you swing and you suck. So you don't know what you're talking about. Second of all, her swing is better than yours. She's more flexible. Right. She's more coordinated. Just let her swing the club and have fun. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to do that too?
It's funny because I have a gal who comes out and she took some lessons this spring and she said, well, my boyfriend's been trying to help me. And so we kind of talk about the things that she's heard and we kind of fix those things and clarify them. And one of the things he was having her do, he kept telling her to squat down, to bend her knees more. And she said, well, you don't do that. And he didn't know what to say to that because he didn't do that. And nobody, you don't ever see anybody who bends down or squats down so much that, you know, everybody, if you watch the golf guys on tour, they're always really tall in the legs.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a little bit of bend in your knees, but not squatting. And for some reason, that's one of the three things that guys always tell their wives that aren't quite right, is to squat down more.
What are the other two, just so we know? And I don't do this, but lots of guys do.
Other thing is going to be keeping your arms straight.
Oh, yes, yes. You want to be as stiff as possible. Yep.
You want to be really stiff and tense and tight. And unfortunately, that for women, because we are more flexible, you actually want to be more relaxed and loose.
Yes, yes.
The looser you are, the faster the club's going to go. And if you are stiff and tense, it will stop the club from turning correctly. So you're going to have some issues getting the ball up off the ground.
Sure. What's the third one?
The other issue is when guys say, well, keep your head down.
Keep your head down.
Well, nobody ever, if you keep your head down too much, what happens is everybody, you stop shifting. And if you don't shift, the ball's not going to get off the ground.
Yeah. I mean,
it's really not so much of keeping your head down. It is that you need to have a complete shift and have a good finish. And you should look exactly like the tour players do when you're done. All your weight should be on your front foot. Your hips and shoulders need to point to your targets. And you can have almost pick up your back foot because you have shifted completely. Well, when you get when someone says keep your head down, what you do, you automatically start doing is shifting less. You shift less and less and less, and all of a sudden you're not shifting at all, and the ball goes absolutely nowhere.
Yep. So think about that. So think about that. Husbands and boyfriends tell their wives/girlfriends, maybe both in some cases, to squat, stay really stiff, and don't shift your weight. Don't move.
Don't shift at all.
So you're supposed to be static and stiff when you swing a golf club, according to husbands.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they hear all the time.
Yeah, unbelievable. All right. Again, it's golfwithlisa.com is the website if people want to... lessons. All right, Lisa. Thank you. I took too much of your time.
Oh,
great conversation. Good to talk with you. Have fun down at Osgood, okay?
Thank you. Have a great day.
You bet, Lisa Schwinden. She's a good one in South Fargo. Fargo Park District, lucky to have her. And that is the truth. What she said is if husbands, boyfriends, just don't try to teach your wife or girlfriend how to golf. You don't know. You don't know. I've seen it myself. I'm you know, not bragging here. I'm a low handicap golfer. I know something about the game of golf. I can move the golf ball around the golf course on certain days, kind of where I want it to go on a regular basis. I've seen you on the range, husband, boyfriend. Don't give your wife lessons. You don't know what you're talking about. Just let her swing the golf club and have fun. She has a more flexible, natural swing than you do already. Just let it go. Don't mess her up. And if you think that she needs to have lessons, take her to Lisa Schwinden. Then in a while, she'll be beating you on the golf course. Hey, I need to take a break here on Tee to Green. Mike McFeely, your host on KFGO. Going to wrap things up talking about the PGA, as I said earlier. PGA just boring. Just snooze. We'll talk about that next right here, KFGO.